Beginning in 2007, police departments around the state will have to start video or audio taping all interrogations of felony suspects. The new law is the result of recommendations from the so-called Avery Task Force. The director of the Wisconsin Innocence Project, Keith Findley, says the new rule will help defense lawyers identify false confessions and help prosecutors nail the guilty when it's clear a confession is genuine.
False claims of innocence are virtually eliminated, and false claims of abuse during the interrogation process are avoided. But where there's reason to doubt the validity of the confession, that's recorded there as well, for prosecutors, judges, and everybody to see. So what happens is you have fewer trials, and you have fewer motions to suppress evidence, because there are fewer disputes about what went on, and fewer disputes about where the truth lies.
Police departments are embracing the new law, although some are worried about how they will pay for the recording equipment they'll need to tape their interrogations. The State Department of Justice is providing some grants. Everest Police Chief Daniel Vergeen is president of the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police Association. He says it's an unfunded mandate, but he acknowledges it's one that could reduce complaints about interrogation tactics.
Maybe in the long run it makes police officers better. You know, they know that people are going to be critiquing, you know, their methods. So if we can show them that we're doing it right, I think most agencies, if not all, are going to say, hey, we're doing it right now. So to have it recorded is not that big a deal.
Wisconsin will become the seventh state, along with the District of Columbia, to require taped interrogations, and the third in the Midwest after Minnesota and Illinois. Ironically, the videotape of three different confessions made by Brendan Dassey implicating Stephen Avery in a brutal murder will likely play a key role in Avery's upcoming murder trial. It was Avery's exoneration for a rape he didn't commit that prompted reforms now being used in an effort to convict him again. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.